Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Time to catch up as what's been going on or what's coming up at the Marshalltown YMCA, YWCA. And we are pleased to have with us CEO of the Y, Carol Hibbs, with us. How's Carol doing these days?
Hey, I'm doing well. We've had a great summer so far.
I'll tell you what. How was the Christmas in July?
Oh, it was fun. It was fun. We had the Grinch here, and of course we had red and green snow cones, and just lots of fun. And the Wibbit was out in the lap pool, which is the big inflatable obstacle course. So we had everybody going back and forth between the rec pool and the lap pool, just having a great time last week.
All righty. Well, before we get into what's coming up and all of that, how about I congratulate you, because I understand you have been featured in the 8th edition of Ovation, a tribute to Iowa women and girls by the Iowa Women's Foundation.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say. Yeah, I was nominated by our board of directors, and so that means a lot to me coming from the Y board.
And it's sponsored by the Iowa Women's Foundation, and Carol, I'm just going to read this. Carol's Ovation reads, Carol doesn't just serve the community, she's part of the community. She's been generous with her time and talent outside of the Y, serving on many boards and providing leadership to other organizations. Hard to find a better tribute to an individual than somebody who does those kind of things. So congratulations again.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad I'm on the radio. You can't see me blushing.
Oh, no problem there whatsoever. So, as we get into August, we start changing gears again a little bit on some things for the Y, but that also means we've got the mystery drop coming up.
It is. This is a fun event, and we've done this for a few years in a row now, and it goes to support such a good cause. That it's a fundraiser for our Teach Them to Swim program, and as most people are aware, that's a program that helps kids and families who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford swim lessons or water safety a chance to participate in that. And so over the years, we've served 675 kids in that program. So this is a fun event. You can go online on the WISE website, or you can stop by in person and purchase your chances. Chances are $20 for one, $3 for $50, or $7 for $100. And what you do is you're buying actually a number, and then golf balls with corresponding numbers will be dropped on the target, and the ball that comes closest to the bullseye on that target is the winner. And first place this year will be $1,000 cash.
Ooh, that's a pretty good return on investment.
That is a pretty good return on your investment. And then second place will be $500. And then, of course, we'll have some door prizes as well.
And that's really become even a more and more fun event, because more people have been participating over that the last couple of years.
That's true. And it's grown over the last few years. And, of course, the funds are important to help support the program. But we also, you know, do a few other activities around that. So we'll be doing some member recognition as part of that day as well.
All righty. So, again, that mystery drop is August 12th. So you need to be thinking about how many chances you want, how many golf balls you want to own with their numbers, and get in touch with the Y and get that taken care of. Also coming in August, something that you really didn't have to do last year, unfortunately, because of COVID. But, you know, it's time to do some cleanup and do some deep cleaning of some of the facilities at the Y coming up. So that means some of the Y will be closed for a couple of days.
Well, you are correct. Last year we had a forced shutdown, and it was much longer than what we anticipated, and that was done in the spring. So it's been a while since we've had the Horned Henry Center closed for deep cleaning and the things that we need to do without people in the building. So we're going to keep it as brief as possible. It will be Friday, August 6th. The Horned Henry Center will close down, and it will be closed through Sunday, August 8th. And then we will open back up normal hours on Monday, the following Monday, August 9th. That being said, the rec pool will be closed actually August 6th through the 15th because we are going to do some additional things in the rec pool. So that will be closed, although the lap pool will be open and available beginning August 9th again. Now, we do have some things scheduled. We're planning to do some things outside during the closure period. So Rocksteady Boxing and Enhanced Fitness participants on that Friday, August 6th, we're going to have them meet at 9 a.m. at the 6th Street Softball Complex, and we'll be able to do a short exercise session, and then they'll just be able to gather for some coffee and conversation. Our booty yoga participants, we're going to have them meet outside on the grassy area of the Y on that Saturday morning, August 7th at 9 a.m. Participants will just need to bring their own mat or towel to use. And then we always have our virtual Y on-demand classes with our, you know, our favorite instructors. Members of the Y can access that through their mobile device or desktop.
And you know what I was going to mention, and now I've already forgotten the name, but is it Ready Steady Boxing?
Rocksteady.
Rocksteady, thank you. Rocksteady. Yeah. That is a neat program to help those who are having problems, unfortunately, with their balance for one reason or the other.
Correct. Right. It's really targeted for people experiencing symptoms of Parkinson's. But it's a balance program. It helps anyone who's having some balance issues. But it really was developed to help Parkinson's patients maintain their muscle movement and keep those neurological pathways open.
And, you know, you mentioned some yoga activities that you're going to hold outside. And, of course, there's another one of those that you've been holding on an occasional basis, yoga under the stars, another one coming up?
That's true. August 5th, back by popular demand. August 5th from 7 to 8 p.m. We'll be doing it outside. There's no additional cost to Y members. And community members can actually purchase a day pass or just use their punch card if they have a punch card. And that class will meet in the grassy area between the Horn Henry Center and the Cultural Center.
All righty. And we're getting to be that time of the year as we start thinking about, unfortunately, the end of summer and the start of school and preschool and everything. That is, it's time to start thinking about dance classes.
It is. And Kimmy, Miss Kimmy, has been very busy planning for the school year. Although I would say her summer has been just really busy this summer because she's had all kinds of fun camps and stuff for dancers and for kids to be introduced to dance. And so it's been a good summer for her. But it's time to start thinking about fall. And so new students will be able to register and order dancewear on August 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. So that's coming right up. And then returning students, if they haven't already registered, can register August 5th. From 6 to 8 p.m. And then classes will begin the week that school starts, which is August 23rd.
Can't believe we're already talking about less than a month before school starts again. It's just...
It's time.
And I don't even have any kids go to school anymore. You know?
Yeah, it's time.
It's time. And that also means that it's time for another round of swim lessons.
It is. And I have to say this summer we have been exceptionally busy with our swim lessons, which we're very pleased about. I think there were families that were holding off during the COVID period, and now they're wanting to get their kids back involved. So actually, through the summer months, we've had to add additional classes to accommodate all the need from families that wanted their kids to participate. We will be, we have actually registration going on this week for sessions that will, a two-week session that will begin August 16th. So that two-week session tends to be pretty popular with parents who need to kind of do get in and do it quick and consecutively day after day for a couple of weeks, and then they're completed with their session. And so that's a Monday through Thursday for 2 weeks. And then we'll have a four-week session that will be beginning August 30th. And so that will be twice a week, so Monday, Wednesday, twice a week. And then we have another four-week session coming up at the end of September. And then we also, if you want to do the eight-week session, that will begin August 31st, and that is held Tuesday, Thursday, or Saturday.
You know, there's been so much going on the last couple of months at the Y, and of course that comes on the heels of, as we talked about earlier, mentioned, you know, the proverbial shutdown last year. What has the Y, as you look at the big picture of the Y being part of the community and all that, is there anything that really sticks out that, you know, you say, well, yeah, if we had to say there was one good thing, if anything, that came out of COVID for what we do, is there anything?
You know, I was talking about this the other day with someone. There are some things that we started doing during COVID in how we run programs and some of our protocol for equipment and cleaning that we will continue to do. You know, it just makes sense for us to continue to kind of be vigilant in that area. So some of the extra cleaning and the sanitizing and how we handle that, we're going to continue to do that even as things are relaxed. But we're also, you know, happy that we're able to have more flexibility now to get back to what families and kids want to do.
And how about, you know, I know that running a facility like the Y means you have employees coming and going, especially the younger ones who are involved in so many things or going through school and all of that. When it comes to keeping the staff, keeping a full complement of staff, let's put it that way, are you finding it a little bit more difficult right now like everybody else?
So like everyone else, that is a challenge. you know, it's been a challenge in recent years for a lot, you know, for us and for other organizations, but particularly so now. We have taken some extra steps to provide additional training, looked at, you know, hours and being flexible, and of course we think we're a pretty good work environment, and so we hope to be able to attract people. But it is a challenge, and it's something that I think every organization is facing.
So do you have a lot of vacancies right now that you'd like to fill, or is it just the typical turnover for that kind of environment?
We probably have a few more than normal vacancies, but we are able to, in the summertime, because we have a different kind of schedule, we've been able to work around that. But going into fall, we'll need some additional building staff, and we also will need some additional help with our youth sports. And, of course, it's important for us to always kind of maintain and keep our aquatic staff and lifeguards at the level we need.
Considering the programs and the classes and everything the Y has offered and is continuing to offer, has there been one particular area where you've been surprised by an increase in attendance or participation as far as a particular program or event?
Well, I did. You know, I mentioned our swim lessons this summer just really, really took off, and we had to accommodate with additional classes, which we were happy to do and glad we were able to get that figured out. We've also had good numbers in our CrossFit program. You know, that's a program that we added just a couple of years ago, and those numbers have been strong and kind of steadily increasing over the recent months.
All righty. Well, so certainly a lot on the plate. Again, a reminder, the Mystery Drop is coming up August 12th, and they can either come by the Y or go on the website and get their chances in to win a little bit of extra money and help kids learn how to swim.
Yeah, it's a win-win for everyone.
All right. As always, a pleasure, Carol. Thank you for your time. We'll talk again in about a month.
Well, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Carol Hibbs, CEO of the Marshalltown YMCA, YWCA, our guest today on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.